having me here. Great time it is to go ahead and speak right after our meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ and just reflecting on what he's done for us, the love that was offered, and completing his death until he comes. So what a joy that is. Today I'd like to talk about victory. So turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, when talking about victory, earlier in the year we had the Olympics, and what a fun time that was to see people compete. And, you know, the Lord talks to us about competing as well. He mentions that we're here to run the race. And with running a race, there's always winners and losers. I think the world today does not reflect on that. Everybody is a winner and there's no losers. But when you're running a race, there's winners and there's losers. I had the joy this week to go to the kids' school, and they had an awards banquet, and most people got awards just for showing up. It's not how I grew up, but hey, it's there to pass the joy. And yeah, I'm a little competitive as well. If you know me, I'm a little competitive. My boys are competitive as well. They're always competing against each other. And Christian got an award for AV on. So I'm sorry. It's good. That's good. But why'd you get a B? Grade is all A's. It's good. But that's how we should look at it too, because the Lord has offered us victory through Jesus Christ. Okay, so we are on the victorious side. We have faith in Jesus Christ that he died and redeemed us from our sins. We are victorious. Now, doesn't say that it's going to be easy. And we still have our flesh. We still have the world. And we have frustrations through that. And I think that's why he explained running the race. If you don't remember these, back when I was a Christian, I do here. Eating a lot. This is not good. I'm gaining weight. So I decided to and run a half marathon. So I did that when she was pregnant. And it was hard. I had to run a lot. And I don't like it. I think running is something you have to do to get in shape for something else that's more fun. So, when practicing, it started to hurt more and more. It started to hurt my knees. The first mile was always tough, always out of breath, and built up stamina to get to the 13 miles. But it wasn't easy. It took endurance. We spoke on Hebrews this morning. Let's go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let them lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. raised as dead before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. The joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand. So our best example is to look to Jesus, right? If you've got a finish line, we should have our focus on him. And Jesus did the work. He said, it's finished. And what did he do? He sat down at the right hand. What a joy that is. And now he acts as our intercessor on our behalf. So just because we get saved doesn't mean we don't fall short. We still have that fight with the flesh. We have sin that goes along with it. But you can just picture Jesus Christ at the right hand. Sin, he's there telling God the Father, Hey, Christ. So we must run the race with endurance. Endurance comes with practice. It comes with getting in shape. And so you can think of it as when I was training for my marathon run, I had to physically get in shape. God wants us to spiritually get into shape. We pray. How's our relationship with Jesus Christ? We pray, we reading, we studying his word. And that's what I think we need to focus on. Because temptations are going to come. We have in James 1, verse 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So, bring it out. Anybody see it? The crown. Each one of us that is saved had the crown. Now, this is just an example of a crown. It's something that was made by man and can be easily demolished by fire, tested me to death. But the crown that we receive is not perishable. And someday we will meet our Lord, and we will give him the crown at his feet. The crown that he gave us. We are victorious because of him. He did the work. All we have to do is accept it. And so we have that crown. We can see in James 1:12 that he has promised us that. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. As you run the race, the best thing to do is to focus on Jesus. But he equips us. And we can see that in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, where he talks about putting on the armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers, the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So here we have a picture, and God is telling us, lean on me. You know, there's different purposes with the different armors, right? And God has sent His only Son to be the shield for us. And throughout this, we see that the armor is used in different ways to be able to protect us on the journey. And that's how I look at running the race, is having that protection. Some people are in different stages of their faith. We have young people or older people that this might be new information. Then we have older people or younger people that they might have heard this before. I want to make sure that it's very clear. So let's turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. We're going to go to verse 10. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has life. He who does not have a Son does not have life. Doesn't get much clearer than that. So my question to you, and your question from others, should be, do you have life? Or do you not have life? Do you know Jesus? Or do you not know Jesus? He has provided the way, and we should be able to lead those who don't know him to life, life eternal. Now, race, I thought when I was running a half marathon that 13 miles was a long ways. It does seem like a long ways, doesn't it? But we have a life here, and people might live to, what, 100, 120, something like that. Grandparents all lived in their mid-90s. Tough. But when you look at our life here on earth versus eternity. Think about that, eternity. In 100 years, it's like nothing. It's just a quick race. So I think that's why he tells us to run with endurance. Because it's so quick. And, you know, it's interesting because God has a way of keeping people around that continue to do the work for him. Doesn't he? I think of a brother that's in his, he'll be 90 here pretty soon. And he's been eating for lunch a hot dog and a milkshake for 60 years.
Amen.
60 years. Hot dog and milkshake, he should be dead by now. But God keeps him around because he's still witnessing to people and bringing people to Christ. Isn't that amazing? A hot dog and milkshake. Lunch. 60, at least 60 years. Maybe longer. Now, I'm not kidding you, because he had a friend come down from New Jersey, and he first thing he asked him was, you still eating? But we have victory If we back up to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son? Amen. Victory. We didn't have to do anything for it. God did the work. We can also see the it's turned back since I have it brown here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown. We were imperishable. Great. Faith. Word of God, he has it. Let's see in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearance. So here we have, he's given us his word, and we are commanded to remember him on the first day of the week and proclaim his death until he comes. But we also long for his appearing. We know he's coming back. That is joyful for us. And so we know that we're here to run the race, and we should run it faithfully. And one of the good things when I was training for the marathon was I had friends who had run several marathons, and they helped me with exercises needed. They helped me with a schedule to be able to prepare to build up my endurance. And I think that's what we have here. We have our brothers and sisters. We have elders, we have those that we can go to help with the Spirit. The question is, as we're running this race, we're focused on the spiritual things. I think we need to ask ourselves that every day, as we're doing something, is this going to help me spiritually grow? Or is this feeding flesh? What are you feeding? Exercise to be able to physically get fit. But we need to meditate on the Word. We need to pray. Study. And that's what helps us grow spiritually. So it looks like I'm out of time. I have a few more notes. Let's go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We have looked into your word. What a great joy to know that the work is done. You did the work. You came down and you did exactly, Father. Thanks be to Jesus Christ. He offered himself, paid the price, so that we could be free from our sins. And you not only died for us, but you rose again, and that shows victory even over death. And as children of God, we share in that victory. And we pray that we'd become spiritually capable to run the race and be able to faithfully do it in a way that shows that we are victorious and tells others how to be victorious. So we ask in your help with all this, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.